Vinny Davis is the Tūhoe Hauora chair. He's down in Ruatoki, and like so many Māori communities, that was hit by the influenza epidemic back in the day. A warm welcome to you, Vinny. Tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnā.
Morena, Dale.
Tēnā koe, Vinny. Obviously, COVID, well, at first we thought it might have been contained, but it looks like it's spread its ugly tentacles, and sadly many communities are now realising that the risk is great, irrespective of where we live. But just looking back at the influenza epidemic, there is a history there, isn't there, in Rātuki here? And I understand that each hapū are putting together COVID plans. Could you give us an update of the mahi that you're doing with Tūhoe Hauora?
Well, for Tūhoe Hauora itself, we have a CEO, Pānia Hetet, and so she does all the operational stuff for our organisation. I look after the governance stuff. And so they've just had a team working party on the weekend. And so they'll be sorting out that stuff, which I don't know what that looks like yet. On the Rohe front, on the Ruatoki front, our tribal, and I'm not sure if I can discuss this officially yet. However, in our tribal hui for Ruatoki, we have been identifying concern from the local hapū and abroad around COVID and whether or not our marae and hapū are ready for this, have a plan in place, whether or not it's to do with MIQ or just to follow up on how our whānau are doing or anything to that effect. So we're looking at discussing that as we speak and sorting out issues of health and safety, because as you know, you've just highlighted the 1918 Mate Uruta. And so all our hapū, we have cemeteries, our urupa are full of people who actually didn't have the tools to help them survive that pandemic epidemic at that time. So we've got an old urupa, Tapuwai, that has a lot of children in it, and the tubs that they use to wash them are actually turned upside down on their grave sites. And some of our grave sites are unmarked, are unnamed. So, yeah, that's a reality check for everyone. I mentioned that too in our hui, that, you know, if we need to look back in the past, there's our memory of the past in our urupa.
And I guess we need to understand too, you raise some very interesting points, Vinny, because does the COVID pandemic exist too, still on the tūpapaku, and therefore how do we deal with it if somebody sadly dies from COVID? And of course we have to have plans about whether they can lay on the marae, the kaimahi who will assist in the burial process, etc. So there are quite a few things to consider beyond the vaccine. It's sad that you remind us of the realities of 1918 that affected many of our whānau up and down the country with the influenza epidemic of those times. But there we have it. The urupā was set aside for people who died from the influenza pandemic, because I guess we were unsure in those times whether or not the bug still existed, even though our people had died, ne?
Yeah. But we're fortunate now. We have more information and more tools to help us make sound decisions. And then they didn't know what was happening. And of course, for Ruatoki, we were one of the last bastions to initiate talks or even to have Pākehā in our district. So it took us, you know, a little while longer than or the other iwi who already had Pākehā living in their communities. So it was, you know, something new for Ruatoki at the time. New as in a couple of decades. And so we were a couple of decades behind the rest of the country that had Pākehā coming into their communities and having such an influence. Now, in terms of our time, current situation, tikanga has been changed. And so COVID-19 has changed the way we practice our tikanga on our marae. So I remember just last year, the year before, we had one of my nephews had passed away. We were in lockdown four, level four. So my nephew and I had to do the karakia, the services. And we're not ministers of any sort, but we had to, because we had that situation where we kept our kaumātua away from the public. And so we had to bury my nephew, do the karakia. And it took us only about an hour and 5 minutes to go from the process of bringing him onto the marae, doing the karakia in front of the whare, going to the cemetery, doing the karakia there, burying him, and then out the gate. And then everybody go to their own homes and celebrate his life that he had. Now, following that day, that night, his mum passed away. And so we had to go through the same process of tangihanga and go through the ture. Now, our membership as a tūhoe or as a Ngāti Kōura only lasts as long as we are in our rohe. Now, once we're out of our rohe, we become a citizen of New Zealand and we are under government control, government laws and rules. And that's, I suppose, the reality for us as Māori, is us being Māori in our tikanga and everything only lasts as long as we're under our, within our rohe. And so that's the sad part about it, but that's the reality as well.
Finney, it's been a very interesting and quite moving kōrero. Thank you for sharing that with us. There are decisions to be made, but I guess they're not blanket decisions, because we must respect the rights of individual hapū and marae to make calls. But keeping each other safe is probably paramount here. Thanks for sharing some observations about the challenges ahead from your perspective. And I look forward to talking with you again another time. Nei rā te mihi, kia koe, tēnā. Thanks, Finney.
Tēnā koe,
Finney Davis, cheers.